Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is for those who fear Him, for generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones, and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. In a former life, 5-6 years ago, before I became the associate pastor here, before I graduated seminary, I had the opportunity to serve as a youth pastor in a couple of different congregations. And one of my favorite things as a youth pastor was getting sports schedules from all of the youth who were involved in our program and looking to see which events I could attend. And then hearing about banquets that they would go to for academic reasons or choir concerts. Whatever the event was that the youth were participating, I tried to be there because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing these youth in their element, in something that they're passionate for. Well, in one of the churches that I was at, I would go to some of these events early on, and I remember that there were some youth who would look at me when they saw me, and they were like, "What are you doing here?" And I told them that I was here to watch them, to support them. And just the reaction that I received after that, this reaction of, "You came here to see me? You took time out of your schedule to come see me?" Now, what they don't realize, that is part of the job as youth director, and I'm being paid to do this, but for me, it was a joy. And to see them and that reaction, and seeing that someone wanted to come and support them in what they were doing in their life outside of church, someone that was not related to them, someone that just wanted to come and support them. It was amazing. It was amazing to see that reaction of, "You're here for me? Really?" And see, today in our scripture, we're listening to Mary. We're listening to Mary in her song of praise. These words that we have heard, Mary sang. She's in this conversation with Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist at the time, and they are in this conversation talking, and we see Mary's song of praise. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." She talks about how God shows mercy. She talks about how God has done great things within her life. She is singing God's praise in this moment. She is showing the joy that she has through God. The joy that she has in knowing that God is there. That God has taken the lowly and brought them up high. That God is not picking and choosing who God is there for. But as she says, God is there. God is feeding the hungry. God is taking the powerful away from their thrones of power to show that God is the all-powerful. Now, in this song that we're hearing from Mary, we can look at it and we can think about how it applies to a lot of different places within Scripture. We think about how God led the Israelites out of Egypt, how God chose to lead what were the slaves to the Egyptians, who were considered the lowest in society in that time, in that region. God led them out, away from slavery. We look at the life of Christ. Christ who comes into the world, who is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, and who is born in a manger, which is not a welcome that a royal baby would obtain. We go and we look at the life and the ministry of Christ. Christ sitting and eating with tax collectors, going and performing miracles with those who were considered outcast, healing those with leprosy, casting out evil demons when others ran. See, everything that Mary is praising God for in this moment, we see all throughout Scripture, but we also see within our own lives. We know that there are times within our individual lives that, you know, we wonder, God still loves us? Because my actions are not showing that I love God, or my actions are going against the will that God has put before me. But God still loved us through Christ. So in knowing that, in listening to this song that Mary is giving us, listening to the joy that she has in our hearts, in her hearts, and thinking about what is coming, thinking about this baby boy who we are preparing for in this moment, and thinking about the love, the hope, the joy, the peace that comes through the life of Christ, through the ministry of Christ, and realizing that Christ came to this world, that God walked this world in human form through Christ for us? Really? For us. For us sitting here today, but not just for us sitting here today, for every single person who has been, who is walking the earth currently, and whoever will come. Even in those times where we turn our backs, even in those times where maybe we drift away from God, even in those times where we don't see God right in front of us and what God is asking us to do for His kingdom, Christ is still coming to this earth for each of those individuals, each of us, even though we don't deserve it. Christ is coming for us, not because we're perfect, but because we are loved by God. And so in knowing that we are not perfect, knowing that we do make mistakes, and knowing that Christ is still coming to this world for each and every one of us, for each and every one of God's children. We too should show the joy that Mary is having and that Mary is expressing through her words. Have that joy of those teenagers who are excited just that somebody came to see them. To have that joy, that knowing that the everlasting hope, the light of the world, is here for us and for all of God's children. See, that's an incredible feeling that we need to take in this time of preparation, to remember to be joyful for what is coming. Be joyful as Christ comes into the world, and to show that joy and express what Christ means to the world. Express how God has done great things in His holy name. Express the mercy that Christ has shown us. Continue to help feed the poor. Continue to help His servant Israel. All of this that Christ is that Mary is talking about, of what God does, the joy that Mary is having in this moment, for us too, to have that joy, to express that, to be vessels of God as we can, so that others too will find the joy of what God is doing in the lives of others, in their own lives, and in our world. Be thankful and joyful that Jesus Christ is coming for us, each and every one of us who are here today, each and every one of us who walk this earth, no matter the situation, no matter who we are, that Jesus is coming for us. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank You for Your love. We thank You that even though we do make mistakes, even though we do drift away from You, our God, that You still love us. That Christ is still coming to this world for us, for all of God's children. That we have hope through Christ. So Lord, help us receive Christ and be joyful for what Christ is doing within our lives, but in the lives of so many. And help us show that joy to those who maybe have not realized that Jesus too is coming for them. Because we know that Your love has no bounds. We know that You are present within all of our lives. So help us be joyful in receiving Christ and be joyful in sharing Christ to all of the world. It's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen.